Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Do you do New Year's resolutions?
Not really. And I think traditionally by January 10th, people have usually broken them.
Well, that's the thing. So I always say, oh, I don't do New Year's resolutions. This year I said to my fiancé Corbin, I was like, I'm not doing New Year's resolutions, and then proceeded to have a full list of things I'd like to achieve in 2022, which is different. I stand by that. I don't think a goal and a resolution are the same thing.
That's it. My resolution is like, yeah, at some point I'll go to like a physio. I'll probably go to a doctor. You know, I should probably, enact some sort of mental health plan at some point. I'm in no rush.
You've got a whole year to get it done.
Exactly.
Probably should prioritise all those things, though.
Absolutely. My back is so sore. My posture's the worst.
Got to the point with mine where Corbin said to me, he's like, you need to stop adding things to the list. Like, because everything was just like, this year I'm going to do this. This year I'm... And he's like, you need to stop because you're going to do absolutely none of those things.
True. The list will be too big.
Exactly. I've kind of narrowed it down a little bit. There's the generic, like, I'm going to eat a bit better.
Okay.
Which is laughable because every year you come out of Christmas and you're like, I've eaten so much food. And I have. I've eaten for 2 weeks straight. So just not having a chockey with every meal will probably be goal achieved.
I'm going to tell you this now.
Yeah.
I am doubtful as to whether or not I can fit in my pants for tomorrow. We'll figure that out tomorrow on air. Yep, that's why I asked you if the scales were working during the song before, because I think I might be all-time heaviest.
Have a weigh-in or something.
Yeah.
I also want to use my dining table more. I've got a new dining table, so I was like, oh, I've got to use that for meals, you know, not sit in front of the couch.
What are you doing Thursday night? I'm free. I'll
just sit at the dining table.
Yeah. No, have me over for dinner. Cook me some sausages.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that too.
Yes.
One thing I do want to do, though, is see more of the Riverland. It's kind of a running joke here that I'm a resident of Renmark and I haven't really seen a lot of my own backyard. So, you know, just get out, see the place a little bit more.
I'm all about that.
Yep. And that's pretty much it. There's some other ones like, you know, be more motivated after work, things like that.
But just on the Riverland thing, I like that you're neck and neck with me, who's lived here for about 7 months and is still trying to see more of the sights. Like, that both of us have the same resolution. We're about as good as each other.
Despite, like, a 20-year difference in time that we've spent here. Yep, so that's mine. Anyway, plenty more to add to this. I'm just going to keep throwing stuff out there. I'm going to make more coffee in 2022.
You shouldn't keep throwing stuff out there. Your fiance is 100% correct. If you list, here's what you do. This is what I was told in high school by Mr. Clyden. If you're ever writing a to-do list, always include write to-do list on your list. That gives you something to cross off. You get addicted to the feel and you already get underway. So make sure you do add write resolutions list and complete one resolution. You can tick both of those off already, and then the ball is rolling.
The more I have, the higher the probability that I'll actually do
one of them. That's it.